This is Dr. Zawe dictating consultation on Norma, N-O-R-M-A, last name Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, date of birth August 9, 1980, patient seen for Michelle Balderas, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Balderas, B-A-L-D, E-R-A-S, and Anna Luna, N.P., that's nurse practitioner at A.N.H. Family Clinic. New paragraph, dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 44-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She does not smoke or drink, denies any drug allergies. She's here because she has low WBC count noted on recent CBC. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient has been healthy. She recently had a pre-op evaluation where her WBC count was 3400. Hemoglobin was 12. Differential count showed neutrophils 39% and monocyte 8.7%. Everything else was within normal limits. New paragraph. Past medical history, patient had gastric sleeve surgery year and a half ago when she used to weigh more than 220 pounds. Now she weighs 155, but her abdominal skin is sagging, and since she had a 3 C-section, she has scars, so she wants to get tummy tuck. Menstrual history, last period was 2015 when she had a hysterectomy for fibroid and endometriosis. She also has had heavy menstrual bleeding prior to that. She has 3 children, age 21, 24, and 26. A physical exam, she is 5 feet 8 inch tall, weighing 155. Blood pressure 106 over 63. ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear. Heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse also active. Extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, mild neutropenia. Diagnosis 2, pre-op evaluation. New paragraph recommendation. We'll redraw CBC, CMP, and TSH. Most likely it could be transient neutropenia, and hopefully next CBC might show improvement. But even if it is still low, I think it could be from recent viral illness, and no further workup might be necessary unless it stays persistent. Thank you. This is a consultation on Norma Martinez. Copy of this may be sent to A&H Family Clinic. Thank you.